This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Andrew Yeager. As parts of north central Alabama spent the night dealing with ice and snow showers, there's a potential deal attracting attention around Birmingham. The city council is considering renting space in a former Social Security building. And while the move is questionable, the situation involves a shower of campaign cash as well. Here to explain the situation is Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us safely inside from the snow. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, tell us about this proposed deal for the city to rent space in this old building.
Yeah, it's just under consideration. It hasn't come up, it's not ready to come up for a vote yet, but it's being pushed by the city. And it would lease about 263,000 square feet of space in the old, when I say old, the 1970s Social Security building down by the Civic Center. At a cost of about $5.3 million a year, which adds up to something like $139 million to rent the space and eventually give it back to the owner.
Well, sometimes it's better to rent space and let someone else pay for the upkeep and such. You know, why don't you think this is such a good deal for the city?
At $139 million over the course of that, for a building that both DHR workers who've been in it recently and Social Security workers who used to be in it say is really not up to par. That's really one of the big issues, and you can there are a lot of alternatives, but frankly, a lot of the political elements around it add to the stench, as it were. I mean, first of all, the campaign cash you mentioned, after the campaigns were run last year, the owner of this building, the Franklin Haney Company out of Chattanooga, dumped $130,000 into the coffers of six city council members, which is, I mean, that may not sound like a lot of money for people who are used to looking at presidential and gubernatorial races and that sort of thing, but that is an astounding amount of money in a Birmingham city council race, and six city council members received a good chunk of that.
So you're saying this isn't just a simple real estate transaction. The amount of money that the company that owns the building gave to city council members, that's just not common.
Well, it may be a simple real estate transaction in the end. Whether it's a good real estate transaction for the city of Birmingham is debatable, but clearly there's a lot of political money being used to grease those wheels. And there's more that's going to come out of them. It's not just the city council members who are receiving money. The mayor's received money in the past. There are governors who've received money in the past that from this company in an effort to get state money. And that's the way it works, perhaps, but it's something that people should be aware of as the city considers going into this deal.
Well, with that idea of this is the way things work, you know, people who are involved with political matters routinely give to people, elected officials, companies. What is unusual about the situation? Is it the amount?
It is the amount. And first of all, people who say... there are a lot of more people, I think, who say this is a great problem. And what's happening is, and the company's not giving directly to the candidates. The company gives to a PAC or a series of PACs. For instance, $30,000 will go in from the company to the PAC one day, and on the next day, that PAC will send $30,000 to the candidate. So there's sort of an obvious attempt to obscure where the money is coming from. But it's still pretty easily traceable if you look down deep. It definitely taints the process, and that's the real problem.
Well, Councilwoman Sheila Tyson pushed back with a statement. She didn't specifically address the issue of campaign contributions, but she said, implying that she thinks that renting the building is a good idea, that's wrong. She doesn't think it's a good idea. So what about that? Campaign contributions are one thing, but I make that decision separately from that.
Well, certainly... council members, if and when this comes up for a vote, will have a chance to prove that they can't be bought with the campaign money they took. And I guess that will be the ultimate test.
So do you see this as an isolated situation in terms of campaign contributions and decisions that the city council or other public officials make?
No, clearly not. No, absolutely not. This is it's a huge one in Birmingham because the numbers. I mean, I've covered city council in Birmingham since 1991, and I've never seen this much money in a race, particularly after a race. And so that makes it interesting. But I mean, this is a guy who gives millions of dollars to political campaigns across the country, and it's part of business as usual there. But that's not so much our interest as what happens in Birmingham and whether this deal is a good one and whether any deal that's associated with political money like this is looked at in its entirety.
Well, what do you expect to happen with this proposed renting of the former Social Security building, assuming it does get to a vote?
You know, last week, the way I was counting votes, it looked like it had a pretty good chance of passing. I do think that there have been a few council members who have said, since this has come out, you know, we can't be bought. We're going to prove we can't be bought, and it may very well change their perspective. In fact, I think the deal itself may change somewhat before it ever comes up to a vote.
John Archbold is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, and online anytime. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.